opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone. It's Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is a Tuesday, July the 25th, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. Man, this daggone summer and this year is flying by. It's already the seventh month. It's about to be the end as well. It's the end of the seventh month. So just really, really strange how this just going by so quickly. So it's a Tuesday. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. If you'd like to get in on the call, get in on the conversation at any time on the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue and definitely we'll bring you up. Looking forward to talking to you all today. And before we get into today's show, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you can go to the far right-hand margin, or on the right-hand side, you'll see from the homepage, you will see the donation prompt that's there. If you would be so kind to give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network continues to grow and continues to do everything that it has been doing for you up until now and even more, and that obligation and that requirement is incumbent upon you to do your part of it all so that this network can continue to be here in the future. So very, very important. Also, you can support the network. Well, before I say that, so just give whatever it is that you can. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. And sincerely, they are used to maintain the overall direction that has already been coursed and continuing into the future. And we need your help in that. Also, another way that you can support the network is by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was put together as a holistic way so that you could engage in social media activities, posting, without being adversely affected, such as on Facebook and on tweeting, telling, tatting, and all that other stuff that's there. You can do it in a more holistic way where you won't be adversely affected, meaning that your identity won't be sold to any bidder because it's the sponsorship of the members that take care of BTR Community. And you will not be adversely affected by what you post as giving a false representation as to who you truly are as a living entity, as such as what is being used on Fedbook and everything else. And believe me, every single person that has a job in any form of job that is a significant one where they have an employer, particularly a corporate employer, the first things that they do And what they do continuously is monitor your site. And that is what is, you know, has been happening, and it will continue to happen. It's the perfect data mining. So definitely you want to keep your posts to individuals or communities that you would want to give that post in so that they will take it in the correct form and fashion. So by being a part of BTR community for only $24 a year, you'll be able to do just that and will do just fine. So come on over to BTR community, and you can find it also by going to its own address of www.btrcommunity.com. Join up, and looking forward to having you. It's the only place that I post information. I don't do anything else on the other platforms, mainstream media especially, because it's not worth it. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to get into, oh, what am I doing? No, we can't get into it yet. Also, if you would, everyone will please continue to support through the GoFundMe campaign. My man, Will Emmanuel, who has completed chemotherapy last month and is at home and is doing well, and want him to stay in remission, and want to assist him and his family in detoxifying his body from the therapy, the chemotherapy that he received. And that is in order to do that, there are different things that the family is going to be engaging in. And one of the things is getting trace minerals to help out with that, and to remineralize his body, and also be a part of the detoxification. And that is a cost to that, and it's pretty steep. And I just want to thank every single one of you that has given what you could give. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. And you know who you are, and truly, truly thank you for that, as well as Jada, Will, and Will Emmanuel, and the whole family thanks you deeply from the essence of their being. They really, really do appreciate you all. So if you could go to the GoFundMe campaign, it's gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee, 5P-3500. If you could go there, if you could go there and give some of your financial energy as well, and support that family and that young man, will be greatly appreciated, so that this young man will be here to give some of the talents that we so desperately need. Also, if you would like to be a part of our cryptocurrency trading platform, is known as Trade Coin Club. You can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and check out what's going. I'm very pleased with the performance that I've had out of this, and what I've gained out of it. And definitely it would be beneficial to you, in my opinion, as well, especially if you're a busy individual, you don't have time to keep up with a bunch of different things. This is a great way to earn some extra cryptocurrency that you can turn, or cryptocurrency that you can turn into cash, and do whatever it is that you need to do. The cryptocurrencies today have gone down, have had a pullback, which is natural, healthy, and necessary. So the opportunity to get into it, some of it, if you're looking, today would be a good time. So if you can, definitely want to do that. All right. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint. Check out the real money that's there for you to save in and for you to acquire, and it's gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. So you can do that. Make sure that before you engage in that, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, so that someone can get in contact with you about the overall buying process. Very, very important. It's something that you definitely want to do. So you could do that at Prosperity Mint. Even though we are not paid like a lady and a gentleman, or paid as a king and a queen, we definitely can save as one. and that would be to your best interest, okay? And you could do that once again at prosperitymint.com. So don't hesitate, go there. One second, having some problems here. Okay, sorry. All right, so next, we're going to jump into what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely will bring you up. And looking forward to speaking with you all today. Today's show, very, very looking forward to this show. Today's show, the topic for this Tuesday, July the 25th, 2017, the things we can do when we're all willing to contribute is endless. The things that we can do when we're all willing to contribute is endless. And that is so, so true. Think about that for a minute. Man, it's so, so important. If we all would start to think that way and resonate that way, man, it would be so much easier for us all. And so that's going to be the topic of today's show, and we're going to jump into what's in the news and get to today's show. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And the first article that we posted here comes from the Good News Network. And this is the topic story of today's show. 80 beachgoers form a human chain to save a family being dragged out to sea by the riptide. Check out that article. Super, super, man. This speaks so much to everything, and there's a cool picture that's there. And, man, so much, and we need to definitely take what it is that we can do from this and learn from it and to reground ourselves going forward, you know? But we'll get into that in a minute. Let's jump back into what's the news. Next article, got this one from Reuters. I meant to post it yesterday, didn't get around to posting it. IMF could be based in Beijing in a decade, Christine Lagarde has said. International Monetary Fund could be based in Beijing in a decade if growth trends for China and other big emerging markets continues, and these are reflected in the fund's voting structure. This is what the celebrity figurehead, IMF, International Monetary Fund, I call them something else, with those initials, Director Christine Lagarde said yesterday on Monday. Very, very significant. We talked about this a year and a half ago, that they want to put it in Beijing, and that means that they're going to be moving the headquarters out of Washington. Actually, we played a video where celebrity figurehead Christine Lagarde said that a year and a half ago. And this is very, very important to me. It goes along, and I think, no, not Friday, because I can't remember. We're going to have a show with Roz Friday. And so we won't have Financial Friday, but I'll try to touch on this, why this is so significant, either today or on Thursday. Brother David should be in on Wise Wednesdays tomorrow. So, but this is very, very important. It goes along with a lot of other things. This is the trend, ladies and gentlemen, of the repositioning globally in the new economic paradigm that will take charge of the system. It will not be a debt-based economy. It will be an asset-based economy, and that's what they're preparing this whole thing for. So check out that article. Next article, got this from the Rutherford Institute, Policing for Profit. Celebrity figurehead, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and company, thinly veiled plot to rob us blind. Check out that article, and it has to do with the asset forfeiture. And it says, celebrity figurehead Jeff Sessions, the nation's top law enforcement official, would not recognize the Constitution if he ran smack into it. Whether the head of the Trump administration's Justice Department enjoys being the architect of a police state or is this just a painful criminal clueless? Excuse me, or is it just painfully a criminally clueless Sessions that has done a great job thus far of sidestepping the Constitution at every turn? So check out that article. Very good. Next article, got this one from, how do I put this one? This is from, Criminals, Nothing But Criminals. I like that one. It's from Criminals, Nothing But Criminals, CNBC, Criminals, Nothing But Criminals Network. It says Chipotle to report second quarter earnings after the bell closes, and they were up much more than before. And this is Chipotle's Mexican Grill is slated to report second quarter earnings after the close on the bell on Tuesday. Today, the burrito chain is expecting to post earnings of $2.18 on its $1.9 billion in revenues, according to Thomas Reuters. And one of the things lately, you know, and I'm going to just tell you, in my opinion, Chipotle, I don't eat there. So not because of I just never liked the food, particularly for me. But if you notice, Chipotle throughout the past 2 or 3 years has always had different illnesses that were supposedly spread or from salmonella to Norris to all these other things. And in Dallas, they had rats all in the restaurant. There's a reason why, ladies and gentlemen, Chipotle is being targeted. And reason why Chipotle is being targeted, because they have not given in to the overall GMOs and the artificial synthetic foods. And because of that, because of their large shareholding, a lot of people think that Chipotle is just a small chain. Chipotle is a huge company. Huge. And their overall market cap is huge. And that's why the system wants them to be on their program. And this is why you have, in my opinion, the attacks that you're seeing. It's sabotaging Chipotle.
Hey, so, David.
To get Chipotle to capitulate. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Now, you had talked about that the other day. And then, so I follow a lot of people on Twitter as part of my information gathering operations.
Yes.
And so I don't follow people because I agree with them or anything like that, just to see what the enemy is pushing. And so I saw, I saw this right-wing conservative person make a political statement about Chipotle. It escapes my mind exactly what they said, but it was a political statement. It wasn't anything about health concerns or anything like that. And I was like, man, this is Dave's right that this is political.
Yeah, it really is. And Chipotle, their market cap is huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. Let me see real quickly.
I'm on. Hey, I'm trying to find it on Twitter now. I did a search on Chipotle, but Bloomberg just came out with an article 3 hours ago. I'm going to post this in BTR community. Chipotle's latest problems have some thinking corporate sabotage.
Are you serious? No.
Are you serious?
That's what they said?
Yes. Some people see a simple case of foodborne illness. Others see corporate sabotage. Yet another outbreak of foodborne illness last week at Chipotle Mexican Grill did what it usually does to the burrito chain.
We just got the key.
Let me stop this. The stock price plummeted. It's bad news, particularly for patrons who got sick, but it's a boon for anyone that had the foresight to short the stock. Where have I heard that term before?
You heard that before? Right. 9/11, right.
Right.
Yep.
So it says, let me see if I could jump down. Aaron Allen, principal at Aaron Allen & Associates, a restaurant industry consultancy, posited in a LinkedIn post on Monday morning that the Chipotle illness might not just be a matter of luck. a lot of things stacked up that made it suspicious, he told Bloomberg in an interview on Monday. And when you look at it from a statistical point of view, even more suspicious. His group has no financial interest in the chain, Allen said, and he has previously lauded the chain's pre-scandal marketing. He's not the first to publicly speculate about the possibility that corporate sabotage is behind Chipotle's woes. Let me get this posted to BTR community.
Yeah, definitely. And let me tell you why that's so important. You know, Chipotle, their stock right now is running around $348.62 is what they closed at. I think it is most recent. And the ticket is CMG. And I wanted to do a show about this for the reason as to, and last time when they had the rats, I talked about it. This is how you win a asymmetrical engagement. And remember when we were talking about net neutrality, I said one of the things that you can do is a powerful thing to do is you attack these companies by way of speculation and you attack them by their overall stocks and their companies. They can't withstand because they work off margins. If you attack their margins, you eliminate their overall their abilities. You cripple them. Every giant has a weak point, and we need to be knowing some of these things to use it to our advantage. And Chipotle is a case in point where the system wants to do away with them, and they can't just do away with them because they're so large. They have to do it what? Asymmetrically. And they've been doing this for a very long time. This isn't the first time I talked about this. We talked about this a while. They've been doing it for a while. But from this, it gives you a real-time assessment of what works and what the tools that you have. And today's show is about us coming together. And this is so, so powerful because this goes right along with it, and this is why I wanted to post this. Very, very critical in what's going on here. And so, but we'll take a look at that as well. I want to continue in the show. Very, very telling.
Hey,
very, very powerful. We'll have this all intertwined into the tapestry of today's show. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, one last thing. Last night.
No, you're good.
Last night on our program, we have a new program that comes on Monday nights after Tando called Melanated Roots. And so the topic of discussion was homosexuality in the it wasn't like bashing homosexuals, but in the context of what these chemicals are doing to people through the food chain.
Yes.
And the water supply.
Yes.
And so it came to my mind that recently I had read from the CDC that teen pregnancies were down. They cited teen pregnancies between the ages of 14 and 19, and they said it's at the lowest point ever. And some of the people even commented saying that this is a crisis in terms of future populations. So in the context of last night's program, I got to thinking, and I know we talked about it on Tando before, where this German scientist was testing GMO soybeans and found that if you fed these guinea pigs nothing but GMO soybean diet, that within 2 to 3 generations, those generations will be completely sterile. So I'm thinking, now nobody mentioned anything like that in the context of these lower birth rates between, you know, with these young girls and women. And yes, we do not want, you know, 14, 15, 16 year olds out there having babies or whatnot, you know, because the obvious reasons. But I'm thinking, I wonder if the CDC, because they didn't say in that study, if they are looking at what's the causes of it. It didn't list any cause for this low birth rate. It didn't list. And I started thinking last night while I was listening to them guys, man, that could be them GMO soybean milk and all other kind of products they give babies.
Yep. That's exactly what it, in my opinion, that's exactly what's happening. It's all a design. And the thing about it is we fall victim to these things because we make ourselves available to them. This blind faith is always, blind faith is, you always hear me say, blind faith is always the first step to genocide. And it is, this is what's happening, and then what has been going on for a long time, and it continues. That's definitely, that's what it is. This is why we have these synthetic foods, and they're altering and they're changing the RNA and the DNA and your frequency of your body to where they don't need artificial intelligence. They got plenty of people that will be artificially intelligent. I'm going to say something else, but I said no, don't say that, Dave. And this is more than a crisis. This, you know, one of the things about what happens, and this Chipotle is a perfect example. If you have no clue that, you know that the, let's just put it this way, you know that the devil is present, but you don't see the devil. I'm talking about the overall energy of it all. But you know it's there. And you know that it's a poison. And it's on the earth and it's in the atmosphere. And you know that if you don't do certain things to prevent that poison from affecting you because it's present, then it will affect you. It's the exact same thing with this system. Because we are not doing what we're supposed to do, we fall victim to it. And we fall victim to it shamelessly. And we come up with every kind of excuse as to why we can't get where we're going. And this is so problematic, not for the system, but for the individual. Because I don't know if this is true, but I wouldn't be the same. I think the same spirit that you resonate here with, you're not going to change just because you're not in a physical body anymore. Your physical, how you resonate is how you're going to resonate until you change it. Until you resonate, choose to change and resonate differently. And to me, that's why it's at all costs. It doesn't matter where I am in a physical life. I'm not looking just at this physical life. I'm not looking at just the right now. I'm not just looking at the moment. I'm looking at the whole eternity, because my spirit is eternal. And I think we should all too. And when we look at it from a momentary standpoint, we'd be losing all the moments because we do nothing in those moments. Absolutely nothing. So, yeah, this is definitely a part of the agenda, and it has to be broken by us individually, collectively, and as a species of living, of the living. So, very, very important. Next article. My man L.A. Ramon had posted this one. And I saw it, so I said, oh, man, it's a good article. I want to put it in here. And this is from Criminals, Nothing But Criminals, CNBC. And it is, says, it's not Bitcoin or Ethereum. This digital currency rose 3,977% in the first half of 2017. And I said, thanks, L.A. Ramon, for posting this. And I said, my commentary was, no matter what, I wouldn't touch anything I knew or thought was attached to Ripple. And this actual coin, this XRP, is actually attached to Ripple. And because of that, I don't care what it does. I don't care how much it goes. I wouldn't, if we were all in an adult format, I would use other ways to express how much I wouldn't. I won't have nothing to do with Ripple. Nothing to do with it at all. It, you know, if for those of you that know with the crypto, I always give the admonishment or give the disclaimer that you can't trust this stuff, even the cryptos and all this stuff. Am I engaged in it? Yes. But I realize where, in my opinion, where this all comes from my overall research of things. And why I think the way that I think as to what this is really is. And I don't have the same outlook and opinion as many others. Not saying that those others are wrong, and darn sure not saying that those others are right. And it's definitely same thing for me. Not that I'm right or wrong. It's just this is how I resonate, and that's not going to change unless something else changes. I don't have nothing to do with Ripple. You couldn't give me Ripple. You could, because it's attached to the banks, directly attached to the bank. Don't trust that, man. No, don't want nothing. I don't care. And this is why it's having what is having. But there are some people that won't care. They just care about. I understand that. That's cool. But for me, as for me, and in my temple and house, nope, won't deal with it. And but the whole system is. But I've specifically will not deal with or have any kind of connections to Ripple because of its connection to the banks itself. No, not interested at all. So check out that article. Next one. Article comes from Reuters. U.S. Navy ship fires warning shot at Iranian vessel. U.S. Navy shot of a warning shot towards the Iranian vessel near the northern Arabic Gulf on Tuesday. Today, the vessel came within 150 yards, excuse me. Check out that article. Next article is going to be from Reuters as well. Unrest bubbles among celebrity figurehead Trump's key foreign policy aides. And I guess the celebrity figurehead Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is thinking about leaving. This whole thing, this, I tell you, the purge is happening and is growing majorly. Check out that. And now you see, well, we'll get to it in a little bit. Okay, next article. I posted two from yesterday that by mistake. Next article, this one comes from the South China Morning Post. Very, very important story, what's going on in the world. And I do think that is going to be a small engagement that will start to really, really intensify some of the global instability and tension throughout the world. China will protect borders with India at all costs. China, and I've said to you all before, on ever since we've been on Tando, I said that the China and India relationship, you're always going to have to watch, because India is a staunch ally of the U.S., and China and India are arch enemies. Even they shoot at each other on their current borders. And these border skirmishes are now escalating. And I think that Pakistan will get involved in that one as well. So be aware of it, and you'll be fine. Make necessary do. But let me, you know what, real quick, I want to just tell you something that happened crazy. Something I thought was really, really odd today. And it just hit me. So I don't watch a lot of TV, so I just happened to cut the TV on was checking out something, and was just catching up on some things and looking at a couple of things. You know, sometimes I always watch the news so I'll know what not to do and which direction not to go in. That's just for me. So I'm watching, and so I'll go from this channel or that channel. So I'm watching Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN. And that's the prefix for Cerebrally Naive Network. And I'm watching Cerebrally Naive Network, and all of a sudden, there's the test of the emergency broadcast system that comes on. And so, comes on, and I look and say, okay, it's the test. And then all of a sudden, it says that it's for than the actual sheriff, who I know, and I recognize the voice right away. So I look up. I said, that's that dude McDonald. I look up, and I hear his voice given the emergency broadcast, and they were saying that they had to, from now on, every 2 weeks that it need to be tested in Los Angeles County. And the sheriff of Los Angeles County is McDonald. And I was shocked. What am I seeing? A Los Angeles emergency broadcast. And I'm in Texas. I'm not in FEMA region number 9 anymore. I'm in FEMA region number 6. And I was just caught, like, that's odd. Maybe nothing to it, but I thought it was really, really odd. And if I had it, that means that pretty much everybody in the country had that same one. And I mean, as soon as I heard it, I knew what was up. I knew what that was all about. And if you really think about it, you can see what that's really about possibly as well. It's about North Korea. It's about North Korea. And what, in my opinion, what was happening is that they were testing the emergency broadcast for Los Angeles County nationally. So that when Los Angeles County or California, and they go on to the emergency broadcast, it's going to be broadcasted nationally because the impending event that may be happening there. There's no way in the world that those could have been unintentionally mixed up, because they have no connection. There is no reason for, because I'm in Texas, not one state over, a few states over. What is the EAS for Los Angeles County doing in Dallas? So, just a odd thing that I noticed today, and I don't think anything is coincidental. I wouldn't be surprised that some of that kicks off at some point and at some time. Could be, but doesn't matter. We do what we got to do continuously. So I just wanted to make that mention to you all. Okay, next article comes from Russia Insider. Ron Paul, Trump should veto Congress' foolish new sanction bills. This week expected the House vote to add more sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea is a prime example of how little thought goes into the U.S. foreign policy. Sanctions have become the kind of automatic action the U.S. government takes when it simply doesn't know what else to do, and it is always a prelude to war. So check out that article. Next article. Knew this was coming as well. The SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, issues investigative report concluding DAO tokens, a digital asset, were securities. So what they're basically doing is that they're basically saying all of the new ICOs fall under the SEC rules. So why? Because they want to get their hand into all of these things. And they're going to say because they need to protect you, because then they'll be the ones that hack it and everything else and say, see, this is why we need to be involved. Man, this is so crazy, as usual. Next article. Man, I didn't know about this one. I guess Kid Rock is going to try to run for office in state senate in Michigan, and now he's doing really well and may possibly win. Boy, this whole thing is hilariously, I mean, it's just the purge, ladies and gentlemen, the purge. All empires must fall so that the subjugation and enslavement can remain safely and securely intact, untampered. Wow. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Politico, and it is Scaramucci to oust White House press aide. Offers amnesty to others. Well, this celebrity whole thing is going on in the celebrity figurehead CEO of corporate America. This is all intentional, and this stuff is only going to get worse. And it's for a reason. It's serving a real purpose. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation at any time, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. I don't know why I can't see the chat in Uber conference. I'm doing something wrong. So just want to say to you all, thank you for listening. Want to jump into today's show. What's up to Strategic Melon? I think that's my man, L.A. Ramon. What's up, L.A. Ramon? Brother Braggs is there. I think Brother Davis may. No, I don't think there's Brother Davis' number. Nope. And all of you that are there, greatly appreciate you listening and being a part of today's show. So we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is, let me get back to it, the things we can do when we're all willing to contribute is endless. And there's a particular, the article that I want to pull up from, and to just to show that, and to see how powerful we truly are, how powerful you are. You always hear me say that. You're so powerful, and this is going to be another example of that, and why it's so important for us not only to be powerful, because power without discipline is destructive. Power without discipline is destructive. And I don't want our power to be destructive towards us, and not only that, for us to lose it. And so it's something that we all should cherish and develop and grow and have a reverence and a respect for. And when we do that, then we can really grow into dimensional ideas and dimensional thoughts and that move us far beyond what we are currently in now. And to start today's show, I think that this article from the Good News Network with the 80 beachgoers form a human chain to save a family being dragged out to sea by the riptide. I think is very, very important. I wanted to preface it with this. It's Proverbs. This is from the Bible, and it's a verse from Proverbs 22-24. And that proverb says, "A slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is filled with food." And I'm gonna read the whole thing. "And an unloved woman when she gets a husband, and a maidservant when she displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise." Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. And the part of it that I absolutely love, "A slave when he becomes king." And for our sisters, it would be "a slave when she becomes queen." Very, very important in my estimate that we become who we truly are. And it is obtainable, but it can only be obtainable if we choose to obtain it. There is no easy way to do it. A wishbone will not get you what the backbone will be able, what you'll be able to achieve with a backbone. And the powerful spells and the powerful addictions that this system brings about is slothfulness. It brings about comfort and all of those things. And man, these are some of the most effective tools that the system has, because the system realizes in order for it to survive, you have to obey and be obedient. You can't have a backbone. You have to have a large wishbone. You have to live in a fantasy world instead of being based in some real form of reality that you understand, that you control the outcome of what you may not been able to determine what happened to you moments ago, but you determine the most important thing, how you're going to respond to it and what you're going to do next. In our own body, there's different diseases, different conditions where the body will attack itself. And it does that in so many different ways. When a king and a queen becomes a slave, I think that the body attacks him. And what I mean by become a slave, and it's not what you may perceive as what a slave is. For me, may not be for you, but as I see this, a slave is not something that someone can invoke on you. Enslavement is not a cage that someone can put you in. It's the one that someone else builds a cage and you accept your occupation as a condition of your obedience, comfort, and an execution of your will. Now you're really enslaved. Now you're really enslaved because it's not the cage that is binding you. It's ourselves. This is where the slave and the king battle for the supremacy of the fruition of the will. Will that individual use their energy as a slave, or will they use their energy as a king, a creator, one that actually upholds sovereignty, and a queen? In this article, with the 80 beachgoers form a human chain to save a family being dragged out to sea by the riptide, is where people become kings and queens. Because a king and a queen will always, always protect the kingdom. And they're realists. They're not subject to, and they're purposeful. Even the worst ones. Now, what type of creative king or queen that you will be also is determined upon you. But in this article, the answer to every problem in the world that we face collectively, individually, and as a species is answered right here in this example. So wanted to just go with me on this. This dramatic beach rescue proves that anyone can be a hero. And I would say, we don't need to be heroes. We need to really be creators. And we need to be facilitators of our prosperity in all forms and all fashions. Not by price, but by value. It's a big difference. The difference, they're galactic. They're universal, they're dimensional differences. Over 80 pedestrians on the beach in Panama City Beach in Florida formed a human chain to save a family of nine from a dangerous riptide. Events began to unfold on Saturday evening when Roberta, move this down, Unsri and her husband saw their two young sons screaming for help 100 yards into the ocean. A nearby couple attempted to rescue the boys, but they became caught in the current. Several others in the Unsri's family members began to attempt a rescue began to try to rescue the struggling swimmers, and they became trapped as well. Then they have a video for this as well. Oh, no, they don't. It's a video for something else. All right, so it goes on. One of the nearby surfers was able to tow one of the women ashore by using his surfboard, and the other nine were still in need of rescue. Six of the family members and an unnamed married couple and another female tourist. There was no lifeguard on duty, and the police had opted to wait for a rescue boat. Let me stop right there. See, this is the system once again. The police opted for a rescue boat while they were still in peril and in danger. There was no lifeguard on duty. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Whenever you engage in this system, the system is never going to have your best interest at hand. You can't rely on it. And just think about it. They opted to wait. How many of us always opt to wait? How many of us always wait, 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 hope and change? Maybe something that let's just hope the rescue boat will come. Just wait. And while you wait, you'll be waiting for eternity, not just a physical life, but all of eternity. Because if you won't act now, that becomes a habit that you may happen to carry into your eternal, as you move from this physical realm to make the great transformation. That energy that you resonate with will still be yours. Are you going to wait then too? But while the police, there's no lifeguard, and the police opted to wait on a lifeboat, but the situation back at the article, but the situation was getting more dire by the second. The riptide victims had already been struggling to keep their head above water for 20 minutes, and they were exhausted. Beachgoers started yelling at the crowd of onlookers to form a human chain. Beachgoers, they realized what the problem was. They saw the problem, and they collectively came together and say, this is the immediate remedy to what we're in right now. Is this not situations that we're all in right now? I would tell you yes. It doesn't matter where you all are in your overall life right now. Your eternity is being threatened by this system. And I wouldn't be surprised that in making the great transformation, that our energy can once again be siphoned in the next. They tell you that, no, it's going to be great. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to go here. I don't know. You don't know. But what I do know is this, that those that live never die, and there is an energy that they carry with them. Could it be that in the next form of life, there is also enslavement by the stealing of will, and there's also individuals that refuse to take part of that because those are the same types of energy and individuals that refuse to take part of it right here? I don't know. You don't know either. You ain't been there. But you're right here now. Your eternity is now. And how we resonate is so important. So the article goes on. Beach growers started yelling at the crowd of onlookers to form a human chain. Dozens of people, several of which reportedly said that they couldn't even swim themselves, linking arms and matching and marching into the ocean among the onlookers. Jessica Mae Simpson, whose husband told the crowd to form a chain. See, there was one individual that realized what the situation was and realized that they needed to have a solution right away. And let me tell you what's so powerful about that. It's so powerful about that is probably Jessica's husband has relegated himself to always trying to find solutions to different things at any given time. They don't allow fear to move them to a state of being paralyzed. And when you practice that regularly throughout your life, it'll be easier to deal with situations that you have that you didn't intend to happen, that you had no control over them happening, but you can control your reaction to them, so that when an opportunity or a situation arise, you will not be overtaken by fear to be paralyzed. You'll be able to think and find a solution right away. This is because people that do these type of things are constantly solving problems and used to it. And because they're used to it, they have a realistic view of problems. They look at problems as something that needs to be solved. Where others that don't, that put their head in the sand or don't manage it, what possibly could be happening is that those are the individuals that try to avoid it all the time. Whenever your day is going bad, don't avoid it. Embrace it. Whenever something's not going right, whenever you have a problem with something, regardless of how severe or how tough that problem is, do not run away from it. Embrace it and control it. Because when you do that, it changes the way you think. And then when you change the way you think, you speak what you think. When you speak what you think, you do what you say. And when you do what you say, it becomes your habits. And then your habits turn into your how you dictate your eternal existence.
Dave.
This is no. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Before we go to break, just to encapsulate something you just said about not running away from problems. So this person says that they're thinking about leaving the country because they're being buried under child support and they're not able to see their child. So they're talking about getting a passport and running away. And I said to this person, wow, how could you abandon your seed like that? And I shared that with that person what I went through. I went through hell, meaning I went through the courts. I was forced to go through the courts to seek custody of my children, which later my ex-wife agreed, and we made a decision together outside of court that I would raise the children or I would be their primary caregiver. And I told that person, there was times, man, I wanted to kill myself. Where my children were, I hadn't seen my children in over a year.
And
I don't see how you can. I said, you supposed to do everything that you can do and leave the rest to the Creator. And then at least, even if it don't turn out favorable, at least you can look those children in the eye one day and say, I tried everything I knew to do.
I fought for you. Right, Scotty. This is so, so important. And this is how it encapsulates in so many things. And this is what the system doesn't want us to see because to engage, because when we do, we have a paradigm shift and we have a new way of responding. How are you responding? What are we giving energy to? So important. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
moderator.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call. 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then we will see you definitely in queue. We'll bring you up, and I think it's very, very important because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And forgive me, y'all, I was running extremely late today. I didn't even get the live show was going to be out, more than an hour before the show. When I tried to do it early in the morning so that you could look at some of the articles if you check out, and so I missed some. But there were some other articles that my man Roz, who always posts inside of Tando Radio Show's page. He had a couple of things that and he posted inside of Tando, and I'm gonna get to those before we get out of here. And it's some really, really, really good ones. And Scotty had posted as well. So we're definitely going to definitely take a look at those as well. And let me see. I don't think Roz is on the board. Roz, if you're on the board, call in real quick, because my daggone screen is messing up here. And I saw the article, but I can't pull this darn thing down. I don't think Roz is on the board. So we'll get to those definitely. But Roz, if you can, definitely call in as well. And then Brother Davis, when you're ready, give us an update on if we're going to have Wise Wednesdays tomorrow. Definitely you could do that as well. I won't be on the board, so I won't be able to see it. So just unmute yourself, 866-510-9025. Hit star and say, excuse me, we'll bring you in. Oh, okay, I'm on the board right now. So before we get back into today's show, we're going to Brother Davis is there right now, so I want to give him some time so he could talk about tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays. Brother Davis, welcome to the show.
Boy, Brother Davis, thank you very much. I tell you, man, sometimes when I come on here, I think about all of the things I want to say, and then when I get here, I can't bring it up. But listen, I'm going to give you a little update on tomorrow night's show. And the reason why is because I always do. And the tomorrow night show is going to be somewhat the same, only different. But I don't say that is because right now we're tackling a part of our lives in which we are starting to examine ourselves against our environment. And literally that's what we should be doing, because literally the measure of a man is ability to evaluate his growth. And so when I say that, I mean we're looking at where we are, what our mindset is, what we know is about to come, and what we're going to do to answer the call to that process. So you get the opportunity tomorrow night, tune me in, have a pencil and a piece of paper, and do participate, because I'm going to tell you something. I think personally, the biggest setback is going to be mental. And the reason why I feel that way is because right now the system is doing everything it can so people will submit. If you look at TV, everything is basically teaching you to submit. Even the horror movies are teaching you to submit. Now, that might be submitting to fear or whatever, but yet and still.
Right, no, you're right, Brother Davis, it does.
And I really want people to understand is the reason why they're passing this message so consistently, because if you do not, the system does not work. So look forward to tomorrow night's show. We're going to go into some areas, the RFI chip, that sort of thing, the purpose is going to show. As well as the authorities in the future. And believe me, it's not going to be very nice. There's a transformation in the process right now in the law enforcement where they're trying to take emotion out of decisions. So what does that mean? That means something animated. I hope you all caught that. Look forward to tomorrow night's show. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and back to you, Dave.
definitely looking forward to that, Brother Davis. Wise Wednesday tomorrow with Brother Davis. Don't miss that. Come with a pen and paper in hand and with your questions and comments, because it's very, be engaged in it, and this is what we definitely necessarily need to do. And this is pretty much how this, with today's show and what we're talking about, the 80 individuals, this is what this is really all about, and how powerful we can be. So, and looking back, getting back to this article, let's pick it up. So it says, to where we left off, and her husband who told the crowd to form a chain. To see people from different races and genders coming into action to help total strangers, it's absolutely amazing to see. And I know when Miss Simmons felt that, because you don't just see that, you resonate and you feel that. Everyone that was there, life had totally changed because they came into existence of another frequency of power. And believe me, it changed their whole perspective on everything. I bet it did more than anything else. It goes on. The article goes on. People who didn't even know each other went hand in hand in a line into the water to try and reach them. And you know, just imagine if you were there, people start seeing what they were doing, and guess what people would probably start doing? They would start running to get in the chain, to be a part of the link. And the article was saying that there was people that couldn't even swim was in. And you know, everyone was on one accord. They said, no matter what, I'm not letting you go. This is, for me, is one of the great examples of collective prudence. And it's so powerful as to how we, what our full possibilities and capabilities are if we would just do our backbone work. If we just would do it. Let me go on and you'll check this out. As she watched the 80-person chain stretch towards the swimmer, she knew that she could help. I have always been a great swimmer, Simmons wrote on Facebook. I was raised in the pool and lake since I was crawling, so water was no harsh environment for me. I can hold my breath underwater and go around an Olympic pool with ease. I knew I could get them to the human chain of people that wanted to help. Simmons and her husband grabbed the boogie boards and swam down the chain until she reached the swimmers. First, they helped the two younger boys reach the human chain. Then they went back for Roberta, who was just starting to black out by the time she was rescued. Next, they rescued Roberta's mother, who had begun to have a heart attack while in the water. Even though the grandmother reportedly yelled for the rescuers to save them, Roberta's nephew and husband supported her in the water until help arrived. And who was that help, ladies and gentlemen? It help was collective prudence. That help was when a slave becomes a king and when a slave becomes a queen and when a backbone supersedes a wishbone, and when a warrior conquers the coward from within. That's what saved them. It didn't just save those individuals that was grabbed by the riptide of life. It equally saved 82 people. The 80 in the chain, and the ones that they saved, and the two boogie board swimmers. It saved their life. And it bestowed on them a prosperity that will never be taken away, a treasure and a value that has no price. The article continues to say, finally, after everyone was brought back to the beach, the crowd began to cheer. Roberta and her mother were taken to the hospital where they were treated for their injuries. They have since been deemed stable and relatively healthy. Jessica said that she was hailed as a hero and thanked everyone in the family. She credited the rescuers to everyone else on the beach. I was calm because I knew they were coming out alive. I knew how to get out to the riptide, and I knew I could swim for a long period of time. What really got me is how the entire beach jumped into action to save these people who couldn't even swim, part of the human chain. They wanted to help that bad. And probably one of the most powerful displays of our true talents and capabilities. In the midst of all of the nonsense that we continuously get bombarded with through advertisement, is because the system doesn't want you to recognize that you're not a slave, but a king or a queen. That you're not someone that is facilitated by a price, but is relevant because of a value. For every person that was there, and even those of you that now know about this, you are now a part of that chain because now you know your possibilities and capabilities. Just imagine when we start to resonate this way for everything, what problem will there be? There will be no problems. I'll tell you why. Because the rip tides in the mighty ocean will have to subjugate and relinquish its destructive power to your presence. Just like as well as the system. Now, what's so beautiful about this and what's so challenging about this is that everyone there at the beach, once the overall decision was made that this is what we're going to do, and everybody saw value in that, at their own expense, they engaged in it and they were able to achieve. Now, here's the thing. The system would say, oh, nice story, but they won't cover that anywhere else. They'll say nice story and then keep going. Why? Because they want to keep you in a certain place. But here's what's so powerful about that. Those individuals were completely changed for the rest of their eternity. Why? Because they were exposed to what real value, harmony, love, and sacrifice would it yield you. Each person that was holding hands in that, they knew that they were going to save that family, and it was worth it to them. And they were being simultaneously saved themselves. They were coming from being slaves to becoming kings and queens. Now, when we look at this, how powerful is this? Check this out, how powerful this is. If you all were at the beach, I know all of you, and I would have been a part of that whole chain as well. We wouldn't have waited for the system. But here's the challenge. Sometimes we can see things with our eyes and only think that that's the only representation of an existence. There's a new value that we haven't experienced when you can do that without seeing it. And you could do that with everything in your life. Every excuse that you will have means that you would have given up and gone under, and the riptide would have taken you. But just as the command was given, form a chain. Form a human chain. You can form a human chain of your thinking and how you respond to everything from this moment in eternity going forward. And the reason why it's so valuable that you do that is because it has true value. So it doesn't matter what it is. Come up with the solution. Who can come up with the solution? You can. And who knows? You may be in a chain of others. See, in that instance, it was a difficult and an easy thing to do, really. Once the problem was visually seen and what could happen here, and then someone gave you direct, this is all we have to do, it was obtainable. How about when our monkey mind starts to run in all different directions? And what does it do? It makes your problems much bigger than what they really are. And how does it do it? Because it paralyzes you with fear, and it tells you that's an exception. All of those other people, that's good for them, but it don't work for you. That don't work for you. And then what do? We allow that negative energy to find residency, but find a home, find a place of shelter, find refuge within our overall thoughts. And if we can't think the solution, the likelihood of us acting on it is slim and none. I don't know about y'all, but the great creator didn't move to save that family. Why? Didn't need to. Giving the family and everyone else there everything that they needed to create a solution. That's why the great creator is the great creator. It's already given you all the tools that you need to create the paradigm in which you reside in. Not just today, not yesterday, but forever. There's nothing more. It is done. And it is perfect. So the next time something goes awry in your life, make a chain. Find a solution. Don't wait for the lifeboats. Don't wait for the lifeguard. That's not the appropriate solution. The appropriate solution has always been and it always be you. The perfect you. And these are some of the things that we're going to have to trust in the overall troubles of water. You're going to have to learn to trust that. You're going to have to learn to cultivate that. It all sounds good because you can see it can happen, but if you don't practice it and if you don't do it, it won't exist. If Simmons didn't yell out the solution to that, the chain would not have existed. Same thing with you. We don't invoke your talents. The solution will not exist. And this is the solution to every problem. There's no problem that's excluded from this. There's no problem that can overcome this. There's no problem that can defeat this. There's no problem that could withstand this.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis.
You know, it's interesting you picked this particular concept tonight because my wife and I have known a person who went to my old alumni at my old school, and he died saving someone at the beach, literally, saving his son, actually, because he got caught in the riptide. But I say that to say this, that your mind and your body are your part of your earthly self. So your mind and your body, that will remain on earth. But your integrity and your heart, the soul that you possess, belongs to the heavens. So whenever you make a decision that will call in any of those ingredients, although you may not know what the end is, your reward is in making a decision in the best circumstance after you evaluate it. Remember how I said that? In the best circumstance, because sometimes the odds will be against you. And I'm quite sure they were against this brother here. And he was well educated. He was a doctor, and he just wasn't about who he was when he made his decision. And in this case, his son was at risk, and he made the ultimate sacrifice, not realizing what he was doing, because he was just focused on saving his son. And I only wanted to point that out there, because literally the integrity of the decision is what really saves the soul. And that got said, everything that is based on the mental and the physical concept, that stays on earth. But the soul, the heart, that is going to the heaven. I just want to add to that, brother.
Man, well, as always, Brother Davis, because that is so true. And once we realize how perfect we are, instead of the world telling us how imperfect we are and our self-esteem issues, and then creating the food for that to develop that, and the malnourishment that we get, instead of getting the sustainability, the sustainable nutrients from the great creator, that will do what? Cause for the chemical responses and the chemical attachments within our physical body to be in tune to what's going on. What happens, all of that gets smothered in so many different ways. It gets smothered by falsehoods. It gets smothered by pollution. It gets smothered by toxins. It gets smothered by violence and anger. It gets smothered by selfishness. It gets smothered by greed and jealousy. And fear is the greatest consumer. Fear is one that's probably as large as the universe itself, but it has an appetite that is never sustained. It is never, ever satisfied. It continues to consume. And here is the example for us to follow spiritually, physically, in all forms. And if we do that, if you do that, just as those beachgoers that day, their physical, spiritual, and eternal lives was changed instantly because they saw the outcome of their capabilities and talents, what it could produce. And it all starts with you as the individuals. You have to run to the chain. See that the problem is there. Run not away from it, and wait not for someone else's engagement. See, this is one of the peril things that this system does. One of the perilous and effective things that this system does is it has us to sit down. How powerful is a Ferrari if it's never started? How powerful is a jet if its engine is never fired up? How powerful is a human being that's stagnant? And I'm not talking about stagnant of lack of movement, but stagnant of purpose. Stagnant water becomes polluted. Stagnant water is infirmed. All of the bacteria, the germs, and everything else, because that water is not moving, is not able to cleansify, is not being able to use its full capabilities, and especially for the human body, it becomes a septic pool of destruction. That's what stagnicity does. That's what a stagnant individual in a stagnant pool does. It takes in all of the garbage of everything that's around. It sits there. So when we look at this example of these individuals, they more than just gave you a clue to everything. It's giving you the opportunity for everything as well. The choices are always ours. Tomorrow's riptide may not be in the ocean. Tomorrow's riptide may be among us individually, collectively, as a family. But where will the solution come? Now that you know how powerful you are by seeing the examples, now show how powerful you are by not seeing the examples, and whatever comes, you have the most dutiful response to it at all times. This isn't just something you do at the beach. These are the principles that you can apply to your everyday life. And one of the most important things with that is that everyone at that beach taught someone something. And I think that that's the same commission that we all have. We're commissioned to give, to teach, to show, to develop talents of the young, of the old, of the middle age, and everything around us that is living. To uphold it, to move. To uphold it, to produce by way of its talent. There was probably not one person in that chain that wanted to be anywhere else in the world, in the universe, at that particular moment in eternity. Because they had the courage of knowing that this problem is now defeated because of my actions. Not because of my prayers. Not because of my waiting. Not because of my rituals. But because of my actions. Man. Here may go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up, and we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up, and whatever your question or comment is, and whatever you want to share, very, very powerful, we'll do just that. So definitely want to share that with you. So that, and I posted this one inside of BTR for Tando Radio Show. Those of you that are members, definitely check out that article and the relevant share this experience, share this opportunity, because this is what is really the ability for us to encourage, ability for us to work together through different things. And it doesn't matter what your individual status is or what your individual makeup is. When we get down to the true value of things, that somehow supersedes the lies and distortions before we've got down to the values. And if we would see that every single person is valuable, and we require, and it would be, I mean, and it's every person is valuable, and it requires our engagement in everything to solutionize everything, we would start to build something that, many would say would be a utopia. Well, that's because it doesn't exist, because we haven't done it yet. Then it's no longer a utopia. It is now an existence. Once utopia becomes an existence, there will be a great euphoria of harmony that we haven't existed. I mean, we haven't seen it in action, but we know it can exist. So for our children, part of the things with our children are, and for our friends, family, spouses, co-workers, and for our elders, this type of energy needs to be a part of a culture. This should be about the human culture that should be built from this. This is an example of the human culture, because we so need this in order to sustain ourselves. Without it, we have become the slaves of demise. When we could truly be the partakers of destiny. Every single person here needed to hear this. Every single person here needs to resonate in this. Every single person here needs this to have a truly prosperous physical and eternal existence from this, because it's just that valuable. It will supersede everything and anything else, because this is the way in which to acquire a culture of prosperity. And not the fad of riches. So, for those of you that are listening, I encourage you, go back. You're going to need it. On your worst day of your life, notice the setting sun, because it's rising on your bright tomorrow. The reason why it's rising on your bright tomorrow, because it's rising because your energy to respond appropriately is pushing it back up. And these are some of the eternal abilities that every single person has, regardless of who you are. This is why individuals are so unique. Some individuals have been targeted. Some individuals have been adversely affected. But every individual still carries talents, regardless of their situation and abilities, that are more than far beyond the lies of magic. The lies of magic cannot withstand the truth of reality. That power is omnipotent, everywhere. And it exists. We should be engaging it, developing it, from our elders to our newest, and all those in between. This is the human culture that needs to be established. It solves everything. And it creates a paradise fit for kings and queens, young princesses, and the prince, and the elders that just sit back and enjoy it all and maintain the culture by giving the great instruction. That's a powerful, powerful chain that we all should be engaging. And you don't need 80 people. You don't need the Simmons. You don't need the boogie board. Nor do you need the water. The system has created from their will the storm. So you don't need the 80 people. You need you. The changing, and you, the resonating, you don't use the same consciousness that you used before. And you don't ever use the same consciousness that created a problem. As Einstein said, you think anew. But more importantly than thinking anew, you have to build with value. There's nothing. There's no war, illness, disease, famine that can overtake you. With that fortress, everything around you changes. The whole universe changes. Every living thing around you acknowledges and thanks you, and it becomes a part of your chain. There are no such things as miracles, in my estimation. They're known as miracles for those that believe something and hope for something to happen, and they wait to see it happening. But what it is those that create. That is not a miracle. That is talent being displayed in works. And you've had many instances throughout your lives where you saw the talent that were almost mystical miracles. No? Don't let the system put that spell, that falsehood, that thief, that deceptive way of thinking and resonating in you. No. It's the beauty of the chain. And what makes that chain so powerful and so beautiful is that every person's arm span length is different. Some have longer, some have shorter, some are stronger. But all collectively together, not even the powerful ocean, one of the most destructive forces on the planet, the most corrosive and destructive force on the planet, that have consumed many. But on that day, the talent of 83 or 80, 82 calmed the waters. They parted the water. Because your talents are able to make the mountains split. Your talents are able to make the sea part. Your talents are able to make the sky crack. And your talents are able to rebuild and regrow the earth. All of these things are right here in front of us. This is why we have to protect what we say, what we do, who we resonate with, what are we eating, what are we engaging in, what frequencies and what resonancy, what is our antenna picking up? You have to protect it, because it's your talent and your abilities and your sovereignty and your self-determination that is going to be affected by it. Make sure it is upheld, nourished, instead of being depleted and demoralized and conquered. What's so great about this example and everything else is that every person there, and as you would know, that was something that could change the world. And it did. It did for me. I wasn't even there. When I saw this story, it shook me. It completely shook me. Because this happened earlier this month, and it was so powerful, that energy is still resonating and sending a signal out to everyone, because those individuals created it, just like they built New York City, just like they built this and that. You can see the overall evidence of its existence, even though it doesn't live. But the energy created something, and that thing can never dissipate. And I'm so appreciative to it. It saved me. It realigned my way of doing things. It allows me to temper and control my monkey mind. Temper and control the sorcery. Temper and control the destructive nature. Temper and control the anger, the violence. It puts it all back into perspective. You always want to create and do and pass on what's priceless. Because that means that you are more valuable than when you don't. And your value to me, everyone that's here listening to Tando Radio Show, your value to me we're the 80. And I thank you all for being the 80. And who will we save? Each other. Why? Because we can. So, I just want to, we're going to end out the show. Oh, but wait, before we end out the show, my man Roz has sent me a couple of articles, and I didn't get to them before I didn't refresh, so I didn't see, and he sent me a text. He said, hey, man, refresh. Check out. I posted it. And I'm sorry I got in late today. Yesterday and today, Roz, I was so busy, got in late. All right, so Roz sent the article. This is from LiveScience.com. Gold Rush, Orville Spillway Emergency creates a bonanza of gold. The Orville Spillway Emergency in California may have one silver or gold lining. The debris kicked up by the weeks of heavy rain and runoff is now frickled with gold. And amateur gold panners are enjoying the quite bonanza. The gold rush is occurring along the Feather and the Yuba River. And Rod said, didn't Dave of Tando Radio say that this is why this the stem of RWS allow Orville to happen? BTR knew. It's confirmed now. Yes. Yep. As soon as it happened, said that this was going to happen. It's not because of anything other than we're sensitive to the frequencies. You are too. Every single person has a strong antenna. What are you receiving? What message are you receiving? So, check out that article. I got to check that one out myself. Next one, Roz posted this one from Ancient Origin. Eastern African invaders in South America, tracing cultural clues and artifacts left by early travelers. Got to check this one out, too. Great one, Roz. And why did it kick the one that I had? Huh. Okay. And then Scotty posted the Chipotle corporate sabotage theory returns inside of Tando Radio Show. So check that one out. And then Roz also from Ancient Origins. Mysteria mapping emerges at the dawn of the Egyptian culture and depicts Antarctica without ice. Who made it? Let me just tell you something. I'm glad Roz posted this. There is so much that's going on down in Antarctica right now. Man, this whole earth is the place that you and have been here and residing on in a collective prudence with one another. We have not always been kind to the great living entity that allows and engages with us to have a prosperous way of doing things. And we have not returned any great appreciation towards her. And we should. So, listen, everyone, get ready, get out of here. And I would say it's never goodbye. It's always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. The chain of 80 is all of us. So, much love, much harmony, much respect. And we will definitely see you again. And until then, be about peace. So, Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out of here.
I'm walking upstairs right now. I was in the backyard with the dog. I'm happy.
No, you're good, Brother Bragg. You're always good. And let me tell you something. I love, man, that frequency that Brother Bragg has in the ping. That's so important. How we resonate. How we resonate. Yeah. So, we are, if you could do it, Brother Braggs. Yep.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Another good one. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We slicing cake. We slicing cake. We slicing cake.
Save the US from store void at